Hello, Greg. Could you please let us know who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Greg DeKernigsberg, and I work for Red Hat. Basically, I'm a community guy for Red Hat, and so that means anything that we can do to help build communities of development and use around open source software, that's what I help Red Hat with.
Thank you. I have three questions for you. The first one is, what's the big picture opportunity in connecting education and open source?
The thing I tell professors, and I feel this to be true, is that every time they gather a class full of students for some kind of senior capstone project where they're producing some kind of code, every time that code isn't open source, it's a gigantic opportunity wasted, both a learning opportunity and an opportunity to improve the commons of code. I believe that college students are just as capable as anyone else of producing really good work that can benefit the world at large. And I'm willing to do anything within my power to help make sure that that educators believe that too.
Good. What specific projects or courses are you working on that make the link between open source and education?
So one of the things we're doing is we're working with Chris Tyler at Seneca College. It was because of the great work that Mozilla did at Seneca that we ended up approaching the folks at Seneca and specifically Chris Tyler. And he's really sort of helped us blaze a trail about how the Fedora community should be working with higher education. We worked to get some release time for Chris to really become a deep part of the Fedora community in such a way that he could help bring his students on board to the Fedora community with a deep understanding of how the Fedora community works. And that's been so useful that Chris is now, in fact, a board member on the Fedora project. And we're hoping to take what we learned from Seneca over the last year and start figuring out how to offer other professors at other schools the opportunity to get that sort of deep, embedded boot camp kind of experience. Because I think we've really come to understand that for professors, until you've lived the open source experience, it's not really easy to teach it, right? And Chris has helped us to learn how it is that we can offer that opportunity to professors in a way that's meaningful and that will help them teach their kids.
And the third and last question is, do you have any advice on how Mozilla could best engage with educators and students?
Well, shoot, Mozilla's really, I mean, they're leading the way and are helping us figure out that question, right? I think we've done a lot of great work together so far. I think the next step is to figure out how to do more of the same in a scalable way. How we can give as many professors as possible the experience of really being in an open source community, sort of demystifying a lot of the scary pieces, right? I hear repeatedly that it can be intimidating to come on board a new open source projects. And yet, I constantly see bright 14 and 15-year-old kids mustering up the courage to dip the toe in and get involved with open source. And if these kids can do it, so can college professors, so can students, so can anybody who wants to learn how to do it, right? And I think we just need to continue to work on identifying opportunities where we can provide more of the same.
Thank you, Rick.